I invite the elders and some of our men to come and prepare to serve communion. This is the family meal that we're invited as believers in Jesus, invited to take and receive from His hand a good gift. We have bread and juice. This is what Jesus took on the night that He was betrayed. He took bread and broke it and said, This is my body, which is broken for you. I'm about to go to be nailed to a cross, my flesh shredded, because that's what you deserve. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is what I deserve. And it's not the physical torture and pain of the cross. Other men suffered worse than Jesus. It was the spiritual separation from His Father that He endured in my place. Our sins have made the separation between you and your God. Our iniquities have hidden His face so that He does not hear. Our relationship, because we spat in His face, we were kicked out of the garden, out of His presence. Our relationship was torn in two, and we did it. But God wasn't satisfied with leaving it that way. He sent His only Son to become human, to die on a cross, to absorb His holy wrath against my sin as my guilt was transferred to Jesus on the cross. He took my place before the Father, suffered the punishment, the right punishment where justice was met. And He cried out at the end of that time, "It is finished." Your price is paid in full. Your sins are taken away, gone as far as the east is from the west for every believer in Jesus. We get to enjoy a relationship with Him, reconciled, restored, what it was meant to be. And we get to taste that now. Jesus said in John 17, "This is eternal life, that you know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom He has sent." He doesn't define eternal life as length or duration. He defines it as intimacy, as relationship. This is life, life to the full. It's knowing God, entering into a relationship, reconciled, forgiven. This is what we were made for. No other thing will satisfy. We have no good outside of Him, and in Him, every good gift. No good gift does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. We enjoy the treasure of His presence. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've given your life, if you've surrendered to Him as Lord and given yourself to Him, received His free gift of forgiveness, you're welcome to take bread and juice as a reminder of what He did for you. Worship Him with the saints. We'll serve you bread and juice. Take that. If you're a believer, hold that in your hand. Reflect on what He did for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together in worship of Him. Father, thank You for the greatest of all gifts that You give us. Eternal life in Your presence, relationship with You. You want us. You loved us that much. And to leave no room for doubt, You displayed Your love in Your only Son on the cross. You loved us that much. Thank You for pursuing rebels against You, bringing us into relationship with You so that we can enjoy You today. Thank You for forgiveness, for reconciliation, for fullness of joy in Your presence. We're invited in all because of what You did, Jesus, and we just say thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you on the cross. Drink and live.